Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Menachot Daf Yud Bet. As I was saying, the last few daf, we had a little bit of a holiday, okay? But now we are back. All right? So let's get into this. So we saw yesterday the Mishnah gave the cases, which we saw very similar to the case we had in Zvachim, of where you do the Kemitza and you've got Makom and Zman. Okay, and we saw yesterday that Makom is less chamur, less serious than Zman, in the sense that if you have the wrong kavonas with regards to the place you're going to do the avodah or eat the shiraim or do the kemitzah, it's pasul and it is no karet. If on the other hand you have your kavonas or the wrong time to eat the shiraim or to do the kemitzah, so then it's pigul and it is karet. Okay, we're going to see now in a second a few parallels to that. And the Mishnah said that was the klal, right? Let's just start off on the amud. Although we did this yesterday on amud Aleph of Yud Bet at the top. Zeh klal. Kol ha-komets o noten b'kli ha-molich v'ha-maktir. Okay, so those are the avodas, right? Kemitza or matana b'kli or holacha or haktara, the four avodas. Le'chol davar, and here's an important rule. Le'chol davar shedarko le'chol. U'laktir davar shedarko laktil. In other words, your intention has to be to eat the shiraim, which you can eat at the wrong place at the wrong time, or to do the haktara of the kemitza at the wrong place at the wrong time. You can't have intentions to eat the haktara, because you don't eat haktara. You have to eat something which you would normally eat, and maktir something which you would normally maktir. You got it? Right, okay. Chutzim komo pasul, if it's the wrong place, it's pasul karet, chutzis manu pigul v'chayim l'akaret. Okay, now, the Mishnah adds another klal, u'bilvad, sheyakriv hamatir kemitzvato. Right, remember the matir here is, the in our case, is the kemitzah. And like Rashi says over there, everything else has to be done properly. Look at that Rashi there. It's about, I don't know, 20 lines down to the Rashi. U'biyavad she'e karev ha-matik mitzvot. Ke'ilu haya kasher. Shelo yehe shum psu ela ha-pigul. For pigul to take place, we learned this in Masechet Zvachim as well, it has to be the only thing that's asu was your kavona. Everything else has to be done properly. So let's say you did haktara with the wrong kavonas. The kabbal, the kli and the holacha and the haktara, all have to be done properly. If you thought, what the hell, once I'm doing pigul, I'll do lo lishmo, we'll see in a second, that uproots the pigul. Okay, it's like contra, contraform or whatever on the pigul, right? Counter opposes the pigul. Okay. Look at Rashi there. But im yesh shem sham psul acher tu lo penalong a pigul the ain bo karet. Okay, and learns from a psuk, from a pasuk. Okay, now the Mishnah gives us a couple of examples of what does it mean. Alright? So the Mishnah says, Ketzad karvamatik mitzvot. Give us examples of how everything was done properly, but there was still pigul. She says, for example, Kamatz b'shtika. When you do the actual kemitza, so you say b'shtika, quad Rashi is here, shelo chishev. In other words, during the kemitza, you had no exterior or extraneous thoughts. And then, Natan b'kli put in the kli v'holich, and he did the holacha. And then, when he got to the mizbeach, hiktir chutz lizmano. There he had the kavona, we did the haktara. You know what? I'll do this haktara, no, not today, but I'll do it tomorrow. And a mincha is like a kocha kochim, it's today and tonight. Right? So it would be wrong. Or she in a couple other examples. Or she kamatz chutz banu. Did the kemitz already had the kavona there, the wrong kavona of the wrong time? However, the rest was done perfectly. Natan mekliv or lich v'ktir b'shtika. All that was done quietly. Or she kamatz. We're going through now all the variations. Remember, there are four avodas, and we're going to see each one of these avodas was done in the wrong way. So the first kemitzah was either kemitzah was done wrong, or holacha, or matan mekli, or aktar. You got it?
Right. All chutz l'zmano. All of this.
At any given stage, we're talking now, pigul's only chutzpazman. We're discussing pigul, not discussing psul, discussing pigul, right. We're going to see just now, remember in Zvachim we said, the Mishnah said that all the korbanot, and we had in Menachot as well, all the Menachot of kosher, afilu im shelo lishma, except we had, which were the two which were exceptions? Minchat chote and minchat kanot, minchat sota, remember? Mm-hmm. Those two had to be done lishma. So we'll see when it comes to those two, there's an extra issur here. If you had no lishma, it would also work against the pigul. Got it? That would be an example of another example. Okay, we'll get to this just now. Huh? Pesach there, we had Pesach and Chatat. Exactly right. You remember, okay. או כשגמץ וכמה עבדתם הכלי, בהוליך והתיר חוץ לזמנו. או זהו שקרב המתיר כמצוותו. Now the Mishnah says, כיצד לא קרב המתיר כמצוותו? Give us examples when it wasn't done, when the rest, in other words, we had pigul, plus something which counter-opposed the pigul. So here's an example. A, sin A would be, כמץ חוץ למקומו. So you already had a kavona here of חוץ למקומו. חוץ למקומו doesn't cause pigul, only causes psu. So he had a kavona to do the kmitza. He had when he did the kmitza, he had a kavana for chutzlim komo. Then natan bekli perfectly, v'holich v'hiktir perfectly. Sorry, v'holich perfectly, v'hiktir chutzlis mano. You understand? So the hikaktara was in chutzlis mano, but the chutzlim komo of the kmitza had already annulled the possibility to get a pigul because I've got another psul. You with me? Right. Oh, another example. Shekamat chutzlis mano. Here there was pigul. Now, if he had done everything from here perfectly, it would be pigul. However, nakan bekliv oholich, all done perfectly, but then he did the haktara chutzlim komo, the kavanah chutzlim komo. So that chutzlim komo now bounced out the pigul from the chutzlis mano of the haktara. Okay, with me? Now, here it gets a little bit complicated. Now the Mishnah suddenly brings in the third case, and says, oh, shekamatz v'natan bekli v'holich, all these seem to be good. V'hiktir chutzlim komo. So what's the problem? What's the problem? So Rashi says here, go to the Rashi. Rashi says, if you found that Rashi there about 10, 15 lines down, it says, O shekamatz v'natan bekliv olich v'hiktir. See that Rashi there? Kol eile chutzlim komo. Rashi adds in that he had in all of those, right, chutzlim komo, klomar, O ketani, when I said, O, imasa achat be'eila manat lechol shiraim chutzlim komo, so Rashi has to come and explain what's going on there because it seems like we only got one issur here of issur of chutz limkomo. Rashi says no. All of those were one of these were chutz lizmano and all of those were then chutz limkomo. So I understand Rashi has a problem there. So he has to try and fill in to show that we got two psulim. You with me? Right. Then zehu shlokarev limkomo. Then minchat chote. Now we got a new halacha. Minchat chote, like I mentioned, and minchat kenaot. Those are two which the Mishnah mentioned have to be lishma. Shekematzan shelo lishman. See that? You did the kemitze lo lishma, then natan bekli beholich behiktir chutz lizmano. You did any of those three avodas chutz lizmano, or shekamatz, or you did the kemitze chutz lizmano, and then natan bekli beholich behiktir shlo lishman. So you see that you got a lo lishma now, not chutz vimkomo, a lo lishma. And our lo lishma with mincha kenaot or minchat sota, a minchat chote is pasul. So it's another psul as opposed to chutzlim komo. Rashi says there with regards to minchat chote. Look at Rashi there, minchat chote or minchat chote. Yesh bahen od psul achel. There's another psul hamotzei mida pigul which excludes him from pigul. Kagon shlo lishma. Okay, and he brings that Mishnah. Or and this or now in the same category, same as the or before. In other words, or we did something wrong. And then shekamatzam v'natam bekli v'olich v'ektir shlo lishma. We did one of them shlo chutz lizmano, right? Zeh shlo krev amatik v'tzvato. Now, a new halacha. Mishnah says, lecho kezayit, if you have kavona to lecho kezayit or b'chutz, right? Outside the Beit HaMikdash, which is chutz limkomo. Or a kezayit lemachar, or a kezayit at the wrong time. So now, previously we spoke about the whole shiraim or the whole kemitza. Now he's telling us if you only have your kavona on a kezayit of that whole shiraim or a kezayit of the kemitza. Now I'm not going to lie to you. I don't understand how you could have a kezayit of kemitza. Because when I look at my fingers, okay, maybe I've got small hands, but the kemitza that I'm going to get out of that isn't going to be a kezayit. But I suppose it has to be at least be a kezayit. So there is a way to do it, obviously, that you must have a kazayit.
Depending on a person's
hand. Drop it. All right. But, the Gemara is on the assumption, the Mishnah is definitely assuming that there's at least more than a kazayit in a kemitza. Okay?
There might be.
You're right. Actually, you might. Yeah, there might be, right? So now, if you had only part of the shirai or part of the of the kemitza you had kavona on, but at least a kazayit. Right? Kazayit chutzim zayit machar chutzim kol. Kechetzi zayit. But then it says there, right? Kezayit lemachar, kezayit lemachar, kezayit b'chutz. Then kechatzi zayit b'chutz, kechatzi zayit lemachar. Now you had on a half, you had two kavonas on each two halves. The question now is, can those two halves form one? Can a chatzilim komo and a chatzilim mano join one to make it asu? Or kachatzil zait lemachar tomorrow, or kachatzil zait b'chutz pasul v'ein bo karet. You see that? Echol kezait b'chutz, or kezait lemachar, kezait lemachar, kezait b'chutz, kezait, kachatzil, all of those, whether it's kezait or a chatzil zait, doesn't, you never have pigu. You only have pasul. Okay, that's what the Mishnah telling us. Then Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda now argues. Rabbi says no. I think this is virtually exactly like we had in Zevachim, just from my memory. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zeaklal, im machashevet hazman, if the time, your pigul time, came makadmal machashevet hamakum, before you thought about the place, pigul the chayim of karet. Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, I don't agree with you that if you had a kavona of makum, it will now motzi from pigul, take you out of pigul. Okay, so now we saw there that the Tanakhama seems to say that as soon as you've got anything, any other psul, whether it was makom, place, or lishma, with regards to minchat kanaot or minchat sote, it would immediately preclude the possibility of pigu. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says if the kavona for time came first, even though you've got other kavonas afterwards, it becomes pigu. It's only in machshevet hamakom, kadmal machshevet hazman, psul v'ein bo karet. That's what he says. If you had makom first, and then you had a makom, you had a zman psul, machshava, which would have been pigul, because the makom was already there, you can't become pigul. But if you had got zman, which was pigul, makom wouldn't take the pigul away.
When you do zman, it's you, pigul.
If it's the first one.
Yeah.
Right. And chachamim don't agree. Chachamim omrim no. Ze v'ze psul v'ein bo karet. Chachamim say no. If you've got any other isur, you preclude pigul and it only becomes pasul. Okay, that's the Mishnah. We went through very quickly. Now let's pay. Now the fun and games begin. Okay. Ibai Elehu, the Beit Midrash. As I think the Gemara, a question was asked in the Beit Midrash. I think that's like the professional way for introducing Ibai Elehu. Right? Although here it was here they asked of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, the kashya was here to Rabbi Yochanan. So that's actually, no, that's not Ibai Elehu. That's
what they say, they inquire.
Yeah, but Ibai Elehu is that they ask a question where we have a case where this is a question also. Bai, but maybe Bai, yeah. Ibai Elehu, a kasha was asked here to Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Look at Gimel there. The Mishnah Shah tells us, this was a Gemara earlier on. We learned this word on Daftet. See, the Gemara. Ledivre Haomer, Shirayim. Shechasru bein kemitza lahaktara. Now we've got to remember, we learned this halacha before, that when you do kemitza, you have to have a full-fledged mincha. Has to be an isaron of solet, has to have the shemen and the levona if it's relevant, and then you do kemitza, and there can't be anything chaser. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan was one even told us on Daf Tet, I think it was, that if chaser, yimalena mi beito. Remember we had that machloket the other day? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? Right, Rabbi Yochanan said that if chaser, so go to your house and bring more. Reish Lakish said no, but we saw that Rabbi Yochanan said that you can fill it up. Now, when you do kemitza, you take the kemitza and you walk over to the mizbeach and you do haktara. We learned there as well that in order to do haktara lechatchila, the shirayim that stayed behind should be what was originally left over from the kemitza. If in the meantime a part of that shirayim, let's say that the pot spilt over or it got a bird came and ate, I don't know how it would be, right? It got burnt or got lost. There was a machloket whether you do the kemitza or not, remember? And we paskin, Rabbi Yochanan, you do the kemitza anyhow. So here's the question. Ledivra me shirayim shechaseru, bain kemitz laktare, nonetheless, maktir kometz alehen. We also learned the kaimalan, and we learned there as well. The otan shirayim asurim ba'achila. So we've got a situation now where we've got a mincha. You did the kemitza. We paskin that you do the haktara. You burn the kemitza, but we also paskin that you can't eat the shirayim. Now, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned in our Mishnah that zeha klal, right? We said kol hakometz onoten bekli hamolich v'hamaktir. You do any of those avodas? Le'echol davar, to eat something, shedarko le'echol, which you're going to eat. Or lahaktir davar, shedarko lahaktir. Then the pigul steps in. But it has to be a kedarko, right? Now we've got a question. This kemitza that we're going to burn, we can't eat the shirayim. The shirayim can't be eaten. Right? So now comes the question. So mahu. So now what do we have? The tahane lehu haktara le mikva'inu bepigul. Can we have, while we're doing the haktara, can the Kohen say, I'm doing the haktara with the kavona to eat that shirayim in the wrong place? If that shirayim was a fully fledged mincha and there was nothing missing and he could eat it, it would be davar shedar kolecho, something which we could eat. And therefore the pigul would take place. But now the question is, he can't eat that. So if he has kavona to eat that in the wrong place, it's not something shedar kolecho. So is it a machshava stam l'srak, let's say, it's got no bearing whatsoever, and therefore it's no pigul? And the Gemara, the Mishnah asked two questions. Does it cause pigul? And the second question is, ul'afkinu midei me'ila. Can you now no longer have me'ila on that? Because why can't you have me'ila? Because once you're allowed to eat it, the kavona was done properly. If the haktara was a proper haktara, and the kavona was a proper haktara, so therefore this now is mutar, it's no longer part of the mikdash. Anybody can eat it, therefore there wouldn't be me'ila. Okay, so that's our Gemara's question. I can't continue. Right? So the question is the kemitzah a fully fledged kemitzah? Is everything done properly? And therefore, like I pointed out, if you look at this Rashi quickly, would it prevent the shirayim from now having me'ila? Because what does the trick that you no longer have me'ila? Look at this Rashi, yeah? Imik tiro kedarko b'shtika, if he had just done the haktara without any problems, mi amrina, would we say, kevan de nitan reshut lak tiro, since the haktara was done with reshut, right? It was mutka, even though the shirayim you can't eat, we pass, can you still do the haktara, right? Have a haktara ma'alia, it's a perfectly good haktara. Umafke le shirayim idei mila, therefore the shirayim now are no longer mila, because the haktara was a perfectly good haktara. So the me'ila is no longer me'ila there. Kehaktara ma'aliyata. The Amar Masechet Bila in Perek Bet, in Perek Chatra Of. What do we say there? Haminachot mo'alin bahem. The mincha, there's me'ila. You can get me, you can offer a me'ila bahem. Mishehub deshuv, the time that you makdish them in the kli. Karava komet. Once you did the kriva of the komet, you burnt the komet. Chayavin alem yishun pugil notar v'tameh. Ve'ein me'ila b'shirayim. Because there was a moment when the Kohanim couldn't have eaten it until it was chaser. So therefore, they could have eaten it. They could have eaten it. Therefore, there's no me'ila any longer. As long as there was a moment when the Kohanim could have eaten it, there's no longer me'ila. Or, says Rashi, no. Maybe we say differently. Maybe we say Dilma. Kevan de sof, ein shirayim nechalin. Look, this korban. The kemitzah was a kemitzah, but only to allow the kemitzah. But it was never going to allow me to eat that shirayim, because it was chaser. Habulehu davar she'ein lo shat hetel kohanim. If it wasn't enabled to be eaten by the kohanim, velo nafkei, therefore it would never left me'ila. So the haktara no longer affects the shirayim. So those are our two questions over here. We've got two questions. The guy does haktara. When he does haktara, he has the wrong kavona, right? I don't think the kavona is actually affecting the me'ila. I think they're two separate questions. Question number one is, does the kavona work? Because I couldn't have eaten that shirayim anyhow. And the second question is, was that haktara on a shirayim which I could never have eaten, motzi the shirayim from me'ila, even if it wasn't b'shtika? You see, if it was done b'shtika, would it have left me had... Because our question starts, if I never had the wrong kavona. Even if I never, the question starts, if I never had the wrong kavona, would this haktara have helped motzimi me'ila? Mm-hmm. Now that I had the wrong kavona, it's even a bigger question. Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. That's the Gemara's question. Okay, difficult question. What? Nothing's pasul here. It was chaser. But the Mishnah said, dar kol echo. And now you can never have dar kol echo. So if you can't eat something, then does a kavona even help or not?
According to the Mishnah, it's not pigul, and therefore, what does that affect the
me'ila? So our question here was that the Mishnah says it's not pigul under normal circumstances, but our question is, if we are allowed to do the haktara, the haktara is being done beheter, so maybe we look at the shirayim as if they were now edible shirayim, because there was that shat heter, and therefore now that shirayim is going to become pigul. The fact that becomes pigul doesn't really affect me in terms of karet, because I'm not going to eat those shirayim because they're asur to be eaten anyhow. Mm-hmm. But the question is, was I over on creating pigul over here? Okay, that's the most question, the bigger question. Now, I'm going to give a bit of a spoiler here, right? Because the Gemara brings Rav Huna, who gives one answer. Rava then argues with Rav Huna and gives another answer. Rava's answer is exceptionally difficult to understand. Read it. So, hello, look at the Rashi here. Kagon Shechashu Shiraim. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 very big wide lines of Rashi. Okay? And it carries on over the Amud. Another 1, 2, 3, 4 wide lines of Rashi, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 short lines of Rashi. So there's like 10 wide lines of Rashi and 4 short lines. This is like a Tosfot Rashi, a hell of a long Rashi. We'll try to understand it. I'll explain it outside. But, and here comes the spoiler, Rava then goes back on everything that he said on Amud Bet. Okay? So we're gonna go through Rava quickly, because anyhow he goes back on what he says afterwards, okay? Now, I mentioned this in the shiur last night, Baruch Hashem, because it took me a long time. This
retracts
what he says. So I said to Baruch last night, Adam, listen to this. I said to Baruch last night, I said to him, you know, I spent a hell of a long time trying to understand this Rava, and it boggles the mind, because 10 lines later, the Gemara says, look at this, the Gemara says over here, I'm wasting time now, we'll get to it. But anyhow, he says, yeah, Hadar Bay Rav, Hadar Amar Rav, love Miltihid Amri. Whatever I said is not relevant.
Never mind.
So I thought to myself, I said, you know, I've spent like 45 minutes trying to understand this Rav here.
Does it add anything?
So he said to me, Rav Lichtenstein would say like this. That's why I'm mentioning this. I said, Rav Lichtenstein would have said in a case like that, that if the Gemara spent time bringing a Mahlach, which nonetheless, afterwards, he says, then there's something in there which you need to know for something else. I cannot tell a lie. It evades me. But we haven't found it yet. But maybe this morning in this year we'll find it. And if not today, maybe we'll come. But worth bearing in mind this. Okay. So now, remember the question. The question is, our Mishnah tells us that you have to have davar shedarko le'echol or darko lakti. We've got haktara here of a mincha which is chaser. So milachatchila, we would have thought you can't even do haktara. Nonetheless, we do haktara. The question is, now we do haktara, not only do we do haktara, we have a kavona of pigul. Is that haktara, does the kavona of pigul work? Because I can't eat the shirayim anyhow, question number one. And question number two, is this haktara, if we had done it quietly without a wrong kavona, would it have been a good enough haktara to take me'ilah out of that shirayim? And now the question that comes is, there wasn't a good aktara, it was a pigul aktara, so would it work with that? Should I be have me'ila or not? Okay. So I suppose understanding the question is half of the problem. Okay. So now, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says like this, Afilu le Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva. Right? Who in Masechet Me'ila, and in our daf, on daf Mem Zayin, our Masechet, daf Mem Zayin, we'll see that on. The Amar, who says what? Rabbi Kiva says like this, Zrika mo'elet le'yotze. If you have a psul yotze, right? And look at Rashi there. Afir Rabbi Kiva, the Amar perikamedim ila. Zrika mo'elet le'yotze chutz le'klaim. If you took a korban out of the azara, right? The zrika, and then you did zrika on that korban. He says, Zrika mo'elet helps le'mahave kedava shesh lo'hetel ha'kohanim ulemivke midei asham me'ilot. So then that would be you take the, it would help, and then no longer be me'ila, right? Even though there was a psul yotze, right? Why? There's a change here. What's the word there? Can you read that word to me there after something? Hotziyoto, I've written something here and it's rocking out. Read it to me, please. What's the word after Rabbi Akiva Meir and Molimbo? The what? No, it says that Mifkei Midei Asham Meilot, and then what's the next word? The something the Bikato Hotziyot. What's the word? What's the word there? Hotziyato in Rashi there before Hotziyato. What's the word? I've written Chutz under it and I've knocked it out. The zrikato. Sorry, that's what I couldn't find. The zrikato hotziato miday meila. You no longer have meila because on the zrik of the dam. Why? Afa pisha ena materit ba'achila. Even though you can't eat it, the zrika right. Afa pichein moelit bolotzi miday meila. So what does he say? He says like the Shavuna. Ravuna says, listen. Even Rabbi Akiva, who with regards to psul yotze, says that the zrika would help. Hani mili yotze. That only applies there with yotze. Back in the Gemara. Why? Deite beine. Because you can still see it. You've got the piece in front of you. Upsu machmat davar achiru. And why is it pasul, that meat that you can't eat it? Why? Because of the davar achir. What is Rashi? What's davar achir? What's another reason? Avir Yerushalayim poslo sheyatzo chutz min haklaim. When you took it out of the klaim, the air of Jerusalem was bad for it. Because it should have been only the air of the azara. So there's nothing, there's no tumah in the meat. It's just that it's got this psul of yotze, right? Aval chisaron, but ashiraim, the psul of the gufehu, it's a psul in the guf. Even you look at that shiraim, it's a problem in the actual shiraim, because it's only half the shiraim. The meat of the yotze, there was nothing wrong with the meat, just that it had a psul of yotze. Oops. Here it's actually a pasul in the guf, the chefter's pasul, right? Lo mahani le haktara, says Rabbi Akiva would even tell you that there with psul yotze, the zrika would help. Here with the shiraim, it wouldn't help. And therefore, our answer, Rabbi Akiva, who is telling us, Rabbi Akiva says that there's no mo'il, there'd still be me'ila, and there wouldn't be pigu. I would venture to say, right? Even though Gemara is saying that, I would answer the first question as well. I'd say this haktara didn't help, and therefore there wouldn't be pigu. Okay. So that is Rabbi Rav Huna is Rabbi Akiva. So now, Amale Rava, Rabbi says Adraba. No, on the contrary. Afiru Rabbi Elazar, the Amar. Right, even Rabbi Elazar, right, there, in that same Gemasechta, in that same Sugya there, in Me'ila Dav Vav, or Dav Zai, with Ein Zrika Mo'elet Le Yotze, right, because look, he said there, Rabbi Akiva says, Zrika does help for Yotze, it doesn't help for Shirayim, because it's Chaser. He says, no, Rabbi Elazar over there, who holds the other opinion, right, who says that that zrika mo'elet leyotze? You with me? Other side of the machloket, right? Rabbi Akiva says that zrika doesn't help for yotze, but why not? Rabbi Akiva, Amar zrika. Sorry, mo'elet leyotze. Rabbi Akiva says that zrika does help only with yotze. It doesn't help with shirayim. He says that Rabbi Leda says that zrika doesn't help with yotze. Why? The later bifnim, because you've taken it out, that you need pnim. Aba chisaron, but the shiraim, the ite bifnim, it's in the mi'azara, right? Mahani alei haktara, it would help. So he says, wait a second, you answer me contra Rabbi Akiva, I'll answer you contra Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar would tell us that the haktara would help take the issue of me'ila out of the thing. Why? Because there the problem was yotze, here it's inside. Okay? Now, Rava now proves why Rabbi Elazar would say that the haktara mo'il helps us. And again, here's my apology that I'm not sure I'll explain this properly enough. We'll try with Rashi to understand. But he says like this, Amar Rava, why? Why am I telling you? Where do I know this from? So he says, I know it from here. Ditnan. We've got a Mishnah. Right? And the Mishnah says like this. Hakometzit ha-mincha, our Mishnah. Says, Hakometzit ha-mincha lechol shriya b'chutz u'kazay b'shriya b'chutz. Right? We learned in our Mishnah when you do the kemitza and you have the kavona of chutz or kezayit b'chutz, right? It's our Mishnah says. Now, V'tal Rabbi Chia, who learns the brightest, right? When he wrote his brighter Rabbi Chia on this same topic, right? Hakometz et ha-mincha v'lo tani o kezayit. Our Mishnah, if you look at our Mishnah is like this. Look at the brief, go back quickly and Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, or Yud Aleph Amud Bet, sorry. You see, we said hakometz la'mincha lechol shireya, to eat its shirayim, or kezayit mishireya, or even a kezayit. Then we said la'ktir komtza b'chutz, or kezayit komtza b'chutz. Rabbi Chia, when he wrote the brighter, he left out the word or kezayit, and he just wrote hakometz et hashirayim. Okay, he leaves out the kezayit. So now, my time, Lord Tani or Kazait. Why didn't he mention or Kazait? So now he says like this. Isn't the reason that he left it out, right? Look at Rashi there quickly. Do me a favor now. Even most of you wouldn't normally follow in Rashi. Try and keep one thing on Rashi over here. The Rashi there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Right? Ma taima lo tani or kazayit. Why didn't he include or kazayit? Love isn't the reason, says Rashi. Mishum demand of tani or kazayit. The Tanu who says that this would apply either to the whole Shirayim or just to a kizayit of the Shirayim. Mashmudad, it's apparent to him what? Dechi hadar tani hanoten bekli. When we, the Mishnah then spoke about hanoten bekli, v'hamolich v'hamaktir, when he, the other avodas, lechol davar, right, to eat it. Now I'm going to confuse you more. We need the Pshitim HaKubetzet, yeah, who adds in over here in that Ot Lamed Vav. Right? Le'echol davar, shedarko le'echol. Right? But Kli HaMoluch HaMakti, le'echol davar, he completes the Mishnah here. Le'echol davar, shedarko le'echol, which you would normally eat. Or le'aktir davar, shedarko le'aktir, or to burn a haktar, which you would normally burn. Kainami, it includes the kavonas there. The guy originally had kavon, and all of these avodas would include it. Right? So he carries on, he says like this. We're talking about a case now where you were chaser shirayim. Vekamelehu akazayit. Right, and therefore the halacha would apply only to the kazayit within the shirayim. You never had a whole shirayim. Just had the kazayit. Right, look at Rashi there. Kagon chasru shirayim. Va'amdu al kazayit. Right? Achara kamitza, says the Mishita Mekubetzet. So you're talking about a case now where you only had kazayit left over after the kamitza. Umechashay bahani gimel avodot. And then on these other three avodas of matam bakli, holacha o haktara, you had the kavon of Amar, and you said, back in Rashi now, hareini notem bakli umolich umakti amnat lechol kazayit shil shirayim lemachar. And we're going to say that at the time of the kemitza, it wasn't yet missing. At the time of the kemitza, it was a perfectly good shirayim. We have to say that at the time of the shirayim, it was a good mincha, right? Nonetheless, matan kli and therefore, but still, right? The shita adds in va'afilu chasru mutar lahaktir et hakometz, right? You don't do the kemitza. Mokila, what do we say? B'shekvar chasru lachar kemitza afilu achi hein pigu v'haid. So now that's the guy who wrote the Mishnah. So now v'haid the law tana b'chir. So why did b'chir not write any of this? It's clear as well. That at the time of the kemitza was a probably good shirayim, and the kemitza then and then the shirayim became chaser when you did the other ones of those kavonas. Now, why didn't Rabbi Chia write this in his brayta? Love mishum de lo svilachi. He doesn't agree with this. Rabbi Chia says no, the or kazayit isn't good enough. De lo paligale, right? Because he isn't arguing. De lo paligale, the Rebbe, right, who wrote the Mishnah, the Stam Elamat Nitin. Right, because Rebbe just wrote this Mishnah Stam. Right, Rebbe Havei. Right, Ela Mishum de lo mati le okma le kula matnitin bekihai gavna de bematan kli ubehiluch vahaktara lo matni le o kezayit. Why didn't he write that? The kama de machshev gimel avodah halalu mokbinam beshekfar chashu ashirayim. Because the other three avodas, the matan bekli, the halacha and the haktara, we talk about a case that was already chaser, v'amdu al kazayit, and all that was left in the shirayim was a kazayit. Hilchach lo matzmit na o kazayit mikum tzor lemachah. Therefore, you can't say a kazayit of that, because all that was left was a kazayit. So it means the whole shirayim, which is the whole shirayim, dumei de shirayim. De'im chiser kometz b'sha'at machshava. Kfar pasuv lo mifka mincha bahim machshava. Hilchach kevan lo mati da o kazayit mikum tzor lo tana kazayit b'shirayim. Bereisha ki chashi b'kim tzor batila. O kazayit apa kometz tahi vada b'shlo chasha adayin. So at the reisha, when he said kometz, there was much more. At the next three avodas, there was only a kazayit left. So you can't say to have Ora Kazai, because what is Ora Kazai? That is the whole Shirayim. Afilu Hachi came into Sefer, lo mati le akomets, lo tan liberation afilu Shirayim. So he wants to say over here like this. I think that Rava's proof is as follows. Rava says, let's go back to our question, and then we'll start moving to this quickly. Rava says like this. What was the original question? The question was, at the time that I did the Haktara, there was only a Kazait, or there was Chaser. Right, there wasn't a Shirayim any longer. Nonetheless, I can do the Haktara. Is it Haktara and I have the wrong Kavona going to help me because the Shirayim is a Shirayim which I call it? He wants to prove, he says no. He says it would help you. Right? Rava says that Amar Andrew come with Yotze, but listen, it wouldn't help with Yotze. That Yotze, with regards to Chisaron, it would help with Chisaron. Why? Because it's there. And his proof is that Rabbi Chia, when he learned the Brighter, didn't add the word or Kazayit. Because you can't say or kazayit on only a kazayit. And all that was left at this stage was a kazayit. So therefore we see that when you had the kemitzah, right, there was more than a kazayit, there was a full shirayim, and therefore the kemitzah worked to have a kavona because on a full shirayim, because he took out all kazayit. And therefore that's proof that the kemitzah, the haktara would help, and therefore it would be a proper kemitzah. And therefore, the haktara on that proper kibitzah would motzi from the me'ilah. I think that's Rabbi.
If it was only a kazayik when he did the kibitzah, it would be invalid. We pass
all copy, exactly. Okay. If I understood that, I don't know. If you understood that, I don't know. If any of us understood that, I don't know. Any harakat shabbat will change his mind, but we have to make an effort, right? Now, in the Chol Shirayim, lo tani or kazayik. The ketani sefer. Now, to sum up, says Rabbi here, pigul. And therefore, nonetheless, we see that the halach is you pigul and you chayav karet. Alma mahani elehu haktara. It does work. So we've got a machloket here between Ravuna and Rava. Ravuna says it doesn't work, even Rabbi Akiva. And Rava says, according to Rabbi Lazar, it would work. And we've got the kav. Now, Amale Abaya. Abaya says to Rava, no. Lo'olam lo mahaniya. Doesn't work. And you're wrong, Rava. It isn't going to moti midei me'ila. Right? Lo mahaniya. And now, why not? Because Ha'amani, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, Rabbi Lazari? Ditznam, we've got a Mishnah over here, in Masechet Zvachim, which says like this, Ha'kometz, v'ha'levona, v'ha'ketoret, u'minchat kohanim, all these different korbanot mincha, right? U'minchat kohen mashiach. Now, we know what they are, right? Remember, the kometz is commits a regular korban. Levona is a korban of levona, you bring frankincense, ha'ketoret, you bring ketoret, you have to do the chofer, right? Minchat kohanim, that's what the kohanim bring. Minchat Kohanim, Rashi says, hey, what's Minchat Kohanim? Mincha Sheit Nadev Kohen Da'ena Nikmetze. Remember, when the Kohen brings his Korban Mincha, there's no Kemetzer, they burn the whole thing. Remember, that was the difference between Minchat Kohen, right? Mm-hmm. And Minchat Kohen Mashiach, that's the Kohen Gadol, he brings half every day in the morning and the evening. Or Minchat Nesachim, that's when you bring with a Korban, there's certain Korban that come with the Nesach of wine, they bring a Korban as well. Shehekriv Mechat Mehen Kazayit Bachutz, if you did a Kriva of a Kazayit of all of those, outside in the wrong place, you are chayev. But nonetheless, Rabbi Lazar Porter, Rabbi says, you patur. Why you patur? Because you only did a kazayit. What do you need to be chayev for Rabbi Lazar? Ad sheyaktir et kulo. You have to, you only over, Rabbi Lazar says, if you did the whole korban, if you burnt it outside, not just a kazayit of it. If you did a kemitzah and you got four kazaitim, you have to burn all kazaitim outside. If you did just the kazayit of it, you aren't chayev. Why? Kevan, the kemitzah lo matnile. With regard to kemitzah, we never learned or kazayit mikumtza. So what's he telling us? That Rab Chia, when he wrote his brayta, he's really writing it according to the da'at of Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, you can't bring Rabbi Chia here as proof of a da'at kulam. Rabbi Chia here is going as a da'at yachid of Rabbi Elazar. Right, b'chutz b'shirayim nami, or kazayit, b'chutz b'shirayim nami. Lo mati le or kazayit. You got it? So he's knocked it out. He said, your whole proof, Rabbi Chia, was Rabbi Chia didn't write or kazayit in his brayta, was you wanted to try and put it that it's Rebbe Stam, the Mishnah, it's like Rebbe, and it's the Da'at Kula. So he said, no. He says, Rabbi Chia is only Da'at Rabbi Elazar. And therefore, your whole proof doesn't apply because it's a Da'at Yah. So, and he said like this, the Gemara said, well, it's Rabbi Elazar, then when it said the laktir kumtza, it shouldn't have said laktir kumtza. It should have said laktir kumtza or levona mi baile, because he needs everything. So now when you do haktara, you have to have the whole story here. Right? Titznam, why is it the Tana? Kometz v'halavona, shekriv et echad mehen b'chut chayim. Because we've got a Mishnah that says, if you did a kemitza of flour and lavona, and you did one of them on a mizbeach outside the Azara, you chayim. Rabbi Elazar says, no, you patur. Why? At shekriv et shnehim. So why didn't Rabbi Elazar say, should have said, yeah, as well, a kemitza v'halavona? Why just a kemitza? That's not Rabbi Elazar. You with me? Mm-hmm. Be consistent. Rabbi Elazar goes to everything in package deals. Someone says, no, lo nitshechet lo komets minchat chote. They were talking about minchat chote. Why? Because there isn't lavon in a minchat chote. So we'd have still about minchat chote. He hasn't got lavonis. You couldn't tell me he had lavon. You're right. And achinam, in a normal mincha, we'd say lavona. But this is talking about minchat chote. It's not lavon. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If that's the case, well, we're getting through all this trouble here. Just teach us about din chanukah. The ichpal tana. So while ichpal, look, Rashi said, what's the word ichpal? Look, I skipped all these Rashi's over here. Ichpal tarach. Right, so why did Tana go to all this trouble? Tana lashminan comments the minchat chote? Just to tell us about minchat chote? The Gemara says, yes, in. Why is it such important to minchat chote? V'chein ke'at Ravdimi, I'm Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Ravdimi came and Shal, he said, Rabbi Elazar says, what? He says, comments the minchat chote, which means minchat chote, v'Rabbi Elazar, here is Rabbi Elazar. Okay, so it says, yes, and even Ravdimi said it. It's all, everyone's telling us, which means minchat chote here. And that is the story. Right, so now comes along Rav and says, like, remember, Rav was the one who wanted to say that Mo'il. And how do we know Mo'il? Because it couldn't have been Okazayit on a proper thing. And it was Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Chida wrote in the Brach, etc., etc. Amar Rava, so the Gemara says, yeah, Hadar, Amar Rava. Rava then went back and said, Lav mil tehid amri. Even though I said it was not real, I made a mistake, I was wrong. Why? No, I was wrong. The Tanya, we got a Brighter. The Brighter says, like, it brings a pasuk, says, Kodesh Kodashim, who? That pasuk is a pasuk that says, "Vaital Aaron v'Yikra, Aaron v'Levana v'Achluhu b'Makom Kadosh, Kol Kodeshim Hu, Lo Mi'ish Hashem Chokol." Now we speak in there. If you look at Rashi there, he says, "Hu b'Lechem Apanim Kativ Ki Kodesh Kodeshim Hu Lo." We're talking there about Kodesh Hakodeshim of the Lechem Apanim, right? The show bread inside the Azara. And we looked at Locher a couple of times that in these Lechem Apanim, we've got these 12 breads, and they're there from Shabbos to Shabbos, and the Kohanim take them out of Shabbos and eat them. And there were these two bezikim which had lavona in them. And the bezikim, the lavona... The lavona with the bezikim is a parallel to our kemitza of a korban, remember? And if the breads are broken, if the breads are chaser, so it's like a shiraim chas, like a mincha chaser. Remember, it becomes pasul. Remember that? We said the bezikim and the kemitza are the parallels. Remember that? The lavona and the kemitza are parallels of our kemitza. And if the bread was broken or chaser the bread, you don't do the kaktar or the levon anymore, the bezikin, or you do and you can't eat the bread. Remember that? That's what we said. So he says like this. This is Rabbi now, he's backtracked. Samar Rabbi, love miltihi da amar detanya wa detanya rekod kashim hu she'im nifresa achat michalotea, both the shita mekubetzet and the tzon kodesh. Change that there to michalotea. Right, so she'im nifresa, and nifresa means basically broken, means missing, means chaser. Right, that's the we mean chaser. Nifras means it's like cut, chopped up. It means it's missing. The chalot are not complete, so it's chaser. It's like a shiraim, like a mincha. It's chaser. Right, she'im nifresa achat mechalotea kulan psulot. They all pasul. Now, what does Rava want to say? If they all pasul. Right, therefore you can't do anything. You can't eat these challahs. Look at Rashi there. Psulot v'yisrafu, and they all get burnt. Right, they're pasul. Ha! And he makes a deal, Rashi Rava. He says the Mishnah, the Brighter said there that they, if they chaser, they pasul. Ha yatzata, or ha nitma. The Mishnah adds in, but if they are pasul, if they left, they were psul yotze. Or if they became tamei, the ikka gavai ksherut, and there are others that are still inside that are kosher, right? So then those would be okay. Look at Rashi there, gavai. Henech the gavai ksherut. Those that are in afal gav, the lo habi haktarat bezikin kshera, ad shete kolamin cheshleima. And we're talking about all the shtem shechalot shlechem apanim. Alma hachala, the yetzia. Right, that challah which left the place by mistake, mahani elehu lemehabe shtemesh challah, we still count it. We still count those tchalas, even though it left, it's the actual tchal itself is pasul. V'ulach shurei lebezikin ulishtaruyei henech b'degavai b'achila. It appears, says Rava, that from the diuk in the Mishnah, when do we burn the lechem apanim? If they were chaser. But if one of them would have, let's say out of the 12, by mistake, one got taken outside, or one became tamay, you can't eat that 12, that one that's tamay, the one that's taken out. But they're still there in its form. They're complete. Therefore, we count them as still 12 to be able to bring the bazikin and burn the levana. And therefore, it becomes kosher ba'achila. So, what are you with me? It's a massive chiddushus. It says Rashi here, Alma Zrika. Therefore, the Zrika, the parallel, Kagon Haktrat Bazikin, which is like Haktrat Bazikin, which is a parallel to burning of, to throwing the blood, is the Matir, right? The Matir is the blood. And the Matir in Alechem Apanim is the Haktara of the Bazikin. Shehubim Kom Dam Zvachim, says Rashi, that's in place of the Dam Zvachim. Mo'elet Le Yotze. It helps that Yotze, right? It sort of makshirs the Yotze. Because we now, even though you probably can't eat that particular 12th bread that was taken out, it's still as if it's kosher because it allows the lechem apanim to be a complete lechem apanim. Alma, says Rava, mahania haktara la'achshuvei bahadei henech. It allows you to include the other ones. Afagav dasur b'achira. Even though he ate itself is asur. Okay, so what's Rava telling us? Rava says, remember, Rava was the one. What did Rava say in the previous Amud? Rava says that hekter b'chaser mo'il, even though hekter on yotzei doesn't mo'il. Remember, his whole proof was from Rabbi Elazar. But Rabbi Elazar says that yotzei is pasul, why? Because it's not there. But chaser is good because it's inside the azar. Remember that? Go back and look at Rava quickly. Rava said there, go back to Amud Aleph. Rava said, Amar Rabbi said to Ravuna Adraba. Rabbi said to him, exact opposite. Safilu le Rabbi Elazar. Right, the Amar ain zrika mo'edet le yotzei. Zrika doesn't help with yotzei. Hani mi le yotzei delay to bifim, because they aren't inside anymore. Aval chisaron, the ite bifim, which is still inside, mahani le haktara. The haktara does help. Rabbi turned around now 180 degrees and he says, no. Yotzei, when the lechem apanim goes out, then the haktara moil, the bezikin work. But chaser, pasul, you got to burn it. Exact opposite. You with me?
Yeah.
There he said, Rabbi Lada says, pasul of chaser, it works. Yotze doesn't work. Here he says, pasul, when it's chaser, the lechem apanim is chaser, you got to burn it. But yotze would work from the diuk in the Mishnah. Okay, that's a complete turnaround. So now, that's, okay. He said like this. Hold on, I forgot my place there. So now Gemara says like this.
Is it because the
lechem
apanim you had
them,
the bread inside?
We said one of them went out. That was our diuk here. If one of them went out,
it still counted towards the
still
full
counted.
12.
Still counted.
Went out. The
other
one you didn't have.
Also yotzer. Also went out.
No. When you had less than
that's chaser. There are two different concepts here. There's Yotzei and Chaser. Rabbi Elazar, Rava told us in the previous Amud that from a diuk in Rabbi Elazar, that when it's Yotzei, it doesn't help, but Chaser does help. Here he's saying the exact opposite. Here he's saying we from a diuk in the Mishnah, when it's Yotzei, it does help the Mizrika. Chaser, it doesn't help. Because when the Lechem Apanim is Nifras, which means Chaser is lacking, we burn it. Got it? Exact opposite. So now, you got it, Ellen?
Yeah, no.
Right, okay.
I don't understand why.
Why?
This is what the Braisa says.
Because this is what the Mishnah says. Is it a Braita or a Mishnah? Ditnan. Sorry. Braita, is it a Braita? Ditanya. This is what the Braita says. Kodesh Kodashim hu, she'im nifrasa achat ben chalotea kulam psulot. And the Braita says, nifrasa psulot. Shavra says, nifrasa psulot. If it's Yotzei, it's okay. Or Tamei is okay.
The Braita is implying that.
Right, so that's exactly, like how Ari said, implicit in the Braita is that. So now, says the girl, so now this is between Rava and Abaye, right? So now, so hold on. And man shamat lei de amar zrika mo'edet le yotzei. Because Rabbi Akiva hi. Uka amar nifrasa lo. right, who said Nifrasalo. So now it's almost a turnaround, Rabbi Elazar. There, Rabbi Rava, there he taught us the halacha from the side of Rabbi Elazar. Here he's now sort of saying it's actually Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva is always consistent. Rabbi Rav Huna originally said, Lo Mo'il. So Rava's basically agreeing now with Rav Huna. He's now basically gone into Rav Huna's camp. Look at the Rashi, the Uka'amar Nifrasalo. Rashi adds in there, Uka'amar Nifrasa Kulan Psulot. Alma Afil Rabbi Akiva, Amar Mahani Akhtara Le Yotze, where Yotze would Mordeh Chisaron Lo Mahani Akhtara. Okay? So that is that of this. Now, Amale Abaya, Abaya doesn't like this. Abaya says to Rava, no. Mi Katani Hayatzata. Where do you get this from? The brighter say Hayatzata. If it went out, it would be okay. You making it up. The brighter just spoke about Chaser. Where are you coming now? You interpolating words here. You now redefining what the brighter said. Maybe the brighter means something completely different. Dilma ha nitma henech kasherot. Maybe what the diuk that you're missing here is not ha yotze is okay. Maybe if it was talking about it was nitma. And why would tamei be okay? But demaratze tzitz. Because you know the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol helps with tamei things. So the tzitz helped us. But where do you come and get off here telling us here? Okay, get on the last one. Where do you come along from saying that yotze, that's your own creation, that's your invention. Aval yatzatulo, maybe only the tzitz helps us with regards to tumah, not with yotze. And if maybe even your yotze wouldn't help, right? And maybe it's Rabbi Lazari, not Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Angel Kamoenet the yotze. Ubedinu, the Ibaye Le Lemitne, Nami Yatzate. Maybe even the din, the bishop actually should have said that not only is chaser pasul, but even yotze. Right? Why did it only say Nifrasa and not Yotze as well? Hakamashran, da afilu Nifrasa. De ite bifnim. Why the bigger chidush is that it's chaser, but it's broken up, it's chopped into pieces, but it's there right in front of you, it's all there. Even then, lo bahani laktara wouldn't help you. But Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Zrika Moedet LeYotze, Rabbi Akiva who says Zrika would help Yotze, Afilu Chishron Amihani, he wouldn't even agree that it would be Mahanya. So you coming out to me, Rabbi Akiva's the one. No, it's Rabbi Elazar, and it wouldn't help you, and it's only with regards to Tumah, not with regards to Chaser, and why Lechem HaPanim teaches the bigger Chidush, that even Lechem HaPanim is all in front of you, but it's talking busy, you can't do it, and not Rabbi Elazar, and it's not Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Akiva would agree, would say differently, like Rabbi Yonah wanted to say, and therefore we haven't gone through. So we got Rabbi wants to backtrack. The proof that he wants to bring is Rabbi Elazar. Abaye says, your proof is wrong. We've actually got Rabbi here now. Rabbi himself is probably a bit confused. Okay. Let's now get on to the Mishnah. Let's just quickly do this Mishnah, and we'll okay, we got, well, it's 50, okay, let's go 5 minutes. What's tomorrow's Dafla? Okay, so tomorrow, Amud Aleph is very short. Although there's a hell of a long rush is here. Let's not take a chart. Let's quickly do today, let's not do tomorrow, and you can do today. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mishnah. Lecho kechatzi zayit. You have kavona now, right? Okay, we went through it, not bad, eh? So yeah. It wasn't so bad. Okay. Lecho kechatzi zayit. You have kavona to eat a chatzi zayit, ulaktir kechatzi zayit. So your kavona splits up like this. You have kavona on a chatzi zayit to do one thing, and a kechatzi zayit to do another thing, right? Look at Rashi. Lechok chatzi zayit, laktir chatzi zayit, lemachar. Tomorrow. So tomorrow you want to say, I'll eat half a kazayit of the shirayim tomorrow, and I'll burn half a kazayit of the kemitzah tomorrow. It's kosher. Why? Because achille and kemitzah don't join. So you haven't really got a kazayit of anything. So we ignore it. Right? Because you never said anything. Is that clear?
Chatzis
shiur is nothing. Even though we've got a kazayit, yeah, because they added up, right? I haven't been reading that they might have added up, right? Chatzis zayit laktir kashi. Why? She'ein achila v'haktara mitzdarfin. Yeah, it's a little bit of a trick here, right? Because we could have thought there would have been place to say what that haktara really is achila, because what is haktara? Haktara is burning on the beramig on the mizbeach. We've seen before that burning something on the beramig is called achila. The Mizbeach eats it. So there would have been a place to think that maybe it was Achila and Achila. And it would join. You with me? That, I think, is what's the Mishnah's back of the mind of the Mishnah. And that's why I'm telling us what it's telling. Okay, the Gemara said like this. Taima. Basically, this, I didn't make it up, right? Here it comes, right? Taima de le'echol ula'aktir. That's because you had kavona to eat and to burn. That's why it doesn't work, says the Gemara. Ha! If you had kavona le'echol ula'echol, but now look here. Here comes a trick. Le'echol shirayim, let's say. Ule'echol davar she'en darko le'echol. Mitzdaref, maybe we'll join. Now what's davar she'en davar le'echol? Like a kaktara. The kmitza you don't eat, the kmitza you burn. Let's say you had, I have kavona to eat half a kazayit of shirayim and half a kazayit of the aktara. But aktara is not normally edible. It seems like it would nonetheless be, you'd be a piggle here. The Gemara said, but how can you say that? V'aketani reisha oni lechol davar shedarko lechol ulaktir davar shedarko lehaktir. Davar shedarko lechol in she'en darko lechol lo. So how can you have a havamina here? And if you have a kavona on half a kazayit, which you wouldn't normally eat, it would join with a half a kazayit, which you wouldn't normally eat, right? So Gemara says, "Man tanuza tanav mishta." I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah Hamar Rabbi Lazar. He why? Amar mechashvin ma'achirat adam la'achirat mizbeach u'mechirat mizbeach la'achirat adam. He says there. You see, we do like I said. You would join. Rabbi Lazar says you do join achilas if they're achilas, even though it's a mizbeach and adam, they're both achilas. They're all eating. Ditnam, we got a Mishnah. The Mishnah says straightforward. If you have kavona to eat, right, something which is not davar echo, ulaktir vashein darko lehaktir kasher, Rabbi Lazar poser, this is not still possible. Let's carry on with that from here and tomorrow.